Hello. Today, the sun continues to move across your eighth house of death and rebirth in the sign of Aquarius, the rebel genius, and the moon reflects this terrifyingly intense yet mesmerizing energy into your 11th house of bargaining with the future, as expressed and directed by Taurus, the nurturer steward. This is an interesting combination. Aquarius rules the 11th house, and Taurus, associated with the second house, opposes the 8th house Scorpio energy. So, there is bargaining with the future, with making sacrifices on behalf of your goals, like eating less calories so that in the future you will be thinner, or working out every day so that eventually in the future you will be more fit. And then there is bargaining with the 8th house proverbial, figurative, and sometimes literal, devil, where you get exactly what you want with no upfront effort on your part, but you will pay for it later because you will become a slave to forces you have yet to understand for an undisclosed amount of time. At least there was an end to Aquarius Prometheus's suffering. You know, he could see the future, so he knew there was an end game. He went in knowing that the punishment for stealing fire on behalf of humanity had an end point. So he knew the consequences he was going to suffer, but he knew that they would not be eternal. Bargains with the devil come with the illusion that you can outwit fate in some way, which you can't. And they are usually based on selfish desires, which is never a good idea. So this alignment says there's wisdom in knowing the difference between bargaining with the future through personal sacrifice and making a deal with the devil for personal gain. So that you can have more power and luxury and fame without working for it. But you will pay for it later with your soul. As far as I've been told, you know, theoretically. All right. I hope you have a good day.